You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720. I'm Steve Bertrand. Okay, if you've been listening, you know we're kind of redoing our bathroom and putting a new shower in, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not most excited about the tile or the water pressure. I'm really excited about the shelving in the back of it where I can put my shampoo bottles. And now Julie Kendrick, who's writing for the Huffington Post, joins us to tell me that that shelf should be empty. Julie, what's going on here?
Well, it shouldn't be empty, but you might want to replace it with something else. And instead of having a great big wasteful plastic bottle, you might want to have a bar of shampoo that's all the same product, but without the 90% of water that shampoo companies add in to give you that big plastic bottle.
When I read the headline or saw the headline, shampoo bars, I assumed it was a place where you went to get your hair washed. I had no idea. But do you take a bar, like it's like a bar of soap, and just rub it in your hair?
It sure is. It's just like a bar of soap, and there's a bunch of companies out there doing this, and what they do is take all the active ingredients that are in shampoo, but remove all the water, and you can either rub your hands together on the bar of shampoo and then put that in your hair, or you can just take that bar and rub it directly onto your head, and you will get clean hair.
And you said, you mentioned that it's ecological reasons. 80-90% of shampoo is water, and this gets rid of the water, and it can be shipped without benefit of a plastic bottle. We're talking to Julie Kendrick from the Huffington Post. Is it catching on?
It is. And, you know, this is a product that's been around for a long time. I talked with one guy who's making it, who found a recipe from the turn of the century and started to make what they were calling head soap at the time and started to make it. But it's gaining some interest in people who want to look good, but who also want to be ecological. And what they're aware of is that there are 552 million plastic shampoo bottles that are sold every year in the U.S. And you might think, oh, well, I recycle, so that's fine. But less than 10% of plastic gets recycled in this country. So that's a big carbon footprint. And the shampoo companies want to have those big bottles. If you think about when you go to the drugstore or to Target, you see all that space they're taking up, and it's very eye-catching. These products are much smaller, much quieter, if you will, but they're very important in terms of reducing our plastic consumption. And if you want to make a difference, this is one small way you can start.
So that's an interesting point. The bottles, in many ways, are marketing campaigns for people looking for shampoo in the grocery store or the pharmacy.
They are. They're big. They're very big, and they're very eye-catching. But a lot of makers are saying it's time to kind of switch the way we're thinking about them. I talked to a maker. His name is Dion Hughes, and he owns a company called Hybar. And he says he foresees a time when using shampoo from plastic bottles will be as uncool as lighting a cigarette in a restaurant.
You refer to the theater of lather. I love that phrase. Explain that for me.
You know who told me that was Jeffrey Kayum, and he's a shampoo bar maker that's right there in Chicago. He is with Murr's Apothecary, which you guys may know about, and it's in Lincoln Park in Chicago. And he told me about this theater of lather. So what a lot of is in shampoo right now is all these surfactants and all these chemicals, so that when you go to rub it up, you get all these bubbles. But what a lot of makers told me is you don't need those bubbles to get your hair clean. So you need to just have the shampoo that kind of comes right off of the bar, put that in your hair, and you don't have to worry about sulfates that are stripping your hair. What the makers told me was that traditional shampoo does is strip everything off your hair, and then you have to use conditioner to make it better. And if you just use one of these shampoo bars, in a lot of cases, you don't need a conditioner, but guess what? They also sell conditioner bars. So after you finish shampooing, you can take a little bar with some conditioner in it and run it through your hair.
It strikes me when you talk about the theater of lather, but again, that's marketing. Those are the TV commercials where we see people with their hair all lathered up. Okay, now you've used these bars, right? Come clean.
Yes.
I'm so sorry I said that. How do they work? Did you like it?
They work just as well as regular shampoo. And you were talking about the space that you're allotting in your new bathroom.
Right.
They take up a lot less space.
Okay, and so I could put tchotchkes on my new shelf, I guess, instead of a shampoo.
Now, there you are.
You also write, though, that it, and this is kind of, I want you to explain this, that it can take 2 to 3 weeks for people to become accustomed to their new sort of kind of clean hair.
Right. You do have to give yourself a bit of a breaking in period because, as I mentioned earlier, regular bottled shampoo will strip a lot of oils off of your hair. And a certain amount of oil in your hair is okay. That's there, and you need to have it there. So one of the makers that I talked to, James R. Liggett, who's one of the original guys who started making shampoo bars for campers back in the 70s, he said it takes 2 to 3 weeks to kind of let your hair become normalized after having all those oils stripped away, and then you will start to see a difference. And I would say that was true with me. I took a couple weeks, and then I thought, oh, my hair looks the way it did before.
Julie Kendrick writes for the Huffington Post. She's talking about shampoo bars. Okay, if we want to try it, I would imagine there are many choices online.
There are many choices online, but if you want to be a Chicago supporter, as I mentioned, that local business, Sham Bar is the name of the product, and they're it's a family that runs Murr's Apothecary, which is the second oldest apothecary in the United States. It's
wow.
in Lincoln Park. And they sell a lot of products. And what Jeffrey Kayum told me was they saw a lot of products that they didn't think were doing a very good job, and so they made their own. So that's a local product you can do, and it's S-H-A-M-B-A-R.
Julie Kendrick, Huffington Post. You give us something to think about. I think I will try this. I like it.
Good. You'll have a lot more space in your shower now.
I don't know what to do with it. Julie, it was great to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Okay.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720. All right, let's check in with Mary. It's been an eventful afternoon.